and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And today, aside from the weather, the news is that far from being on the way down and out, organics have been thrown a lifeline with £30 million cash boost in the latest round of Rural Priorities funding. Many experts thought that organic farming would be overlooked when it came to dishing out the cash from Rural Priorities this time around. But making the announcement, Richard Lockhead said that the £30 million will allow crofts and farm businesses to take practical steps to combat climate change. Deborah Roberts, speaking for the Scottish Organic Producers Association, says that the money will make a big difference to confidence and is great news for the sector. Now today, we're taking another look at that story about getting newcomers onto the farming ladder and ways that youngsters can get started. Here's Johnny Hall from NFU Scotland.
Everybody recognises the need to encourage new entrants and young farmers into the industry, but there hasn't been a single tool that can do the job perfectly. The situation about new entrants is complex. To get new entrants into the industry requires access to land, access to capital. Often the reliance on single farm payment remains a very important element, because without that, there isn't the security of planning ahead while you're establishing a business. And therefore, I think we're looking now to an opportunity within the near future through single farm payment reforms under cap reform and other elements in rural development regulations to create a better operating environment and better support opportunities for these new entrants. But there is no quick fix.
Do you think the banks, Johnny, at the moment might take a more lenient view to agriculture than, say, some other sectors of industry?
The banks are an unknown quantity in this day and age. Obviously, we want them to support business proposals coming from potential new entrants to the industry. Many of those new startups will rely on borrowings and overdraft facilities. But the cost of that borrowing is or should be relatively low right now, with interest rates being low at the moment. But nevertheless, I think there's a nervousness about banks lending to anybody right now, whether you're a mortgage holder in a house or a new farmer, as it were. So we would encourage the banks to play their part. Clearly, access to capital is vitally important.
And as Johnny Hall rightly points out, one part of the jigsaw towards helping youngsters get started is cash. Another is access to land. More on that tomorrow right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.